Of course, see, when you focus on your clients, the money is going to pour. Trust me, in the beginning, it may be a little bit uphill battle. But if you take care of your clients, money automatically comes to your account. You don't need to look at your account. It'll be there. A lot of money will be there.
Welcome to the Realtors Conspiracy Podcast, where we are dedicated to unraveling the secrets to real estate success. I'm your host, Maud Léger, and each week we bring you insights from top realtors, entrepreneurs, and innovators, sharing their success stories, mindset, processes, motivations, and the key to their success. Join us every Monday for a new episode and discover how to crack the code to success and take your real estate business to the next level. Don't miss out on the opportunity to unlock your potential. This week, I'm speaking with Venkat Perugu from Right at Home. Today's chat is all about building success brick by brick. Venkat's journey is truly inspiring. From arriving in Canada with just $5,000 and two suitcases to becoming a highly awarded, successful real estate agent for many years in a row. His secret? A commitment to integrity, trust, and happiness in building relationships, and believe it or not, being a no marketing agent in a world where marketing is king. Ready to learn how to build your success from the ground up? Let's get to my chat with Venkat. This podcast is sponsored by Sold Right Away, the experts in real estate marketing. You work hard selling real estate, we work hard selling you. From listings to branding, Sold Right Away has you covered. For all your real estate marketing needs, visit soldrightaway.com. Hi, Venkat. Thanks for joining us on the episode today. Tell us, what is the key to your success?
First of all, thank you for giving me this opportunity. My key success is taking care of the clients.
Nice. Okay.
And when I say taking care of the clients, I never look at a number of transactions or how big transaction or small transaction. I treat every client as the same equal, and every transaction is like my own.
Okay.
So I put myself in a client's shoes, think what they're looking for. Sometimes some people, they make a quick decision. Some people take the time. So my entire business last 14 years, except the first year, all client referral.
Oh, wow.
Till now, I never spend anything on marketing.
Okay.
My marketing is my clients.
So 14 years, 13 years of success stories to share.
Yeah, that's all clients. My clients are my marketing. That's what I would say, yeah.
Love it. Referral, testimonials.
Even not testimonial also. I don't market. I don't have even websites. A lot of people ask, Venkat, you don't have even a website. I said, okay, let me create a website. I don't have a Facebook. I don't have Twitter. I don't have anything.
Nice.
So my client refers the clients. And that's a good part is, my 50% of the job convincing the clients is done. My clients are already convinced their friends to work with me. So my job is to find a right home, a right investment property for them. So my repeated majority of the, almost 90% of the clients are repeated clients. And everything else is a referral. My 100% business is referral.
Okay, that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. More, in terms of building your business, what is the most impactful thing that you have implemented in your business that helped you grow, other than taking care of your clients?
The main thing is being honest and the discipline, because the time management is very, very important when you're so busy with so many clients. And also, never show the client you're so busy, you have limited time for them.
Love it. Yeah.
And in fact, when I talk to my client, they think, Venkat, you don't have any other job. You keep on working with us. So I'm always for them. Although I'm so busy, I never show that I'm busy for them.
Okay. That's really good.
And the time management is very important too.
Yeah. How do you manage your time? What do you have in terms of tips or tricks for other agents?
So what I do is, let's say for example, if I have 15 showings in a day, I plan my day. Let's say, for example, if I'm going to East, I work towards that back to back. I don't come to West and go back to East and come back to West, you know. And also, and the important thing is like, you know, what do you say, the family plus the business, you divide that. And if you have some, and when you communicate to the client that you have something, and they respect that. So that's those are the things, the important points that I feel is, you know.
They're really separating your business, your family, but communicating with your
Communicating with the clients, yes.
client. Cool. Awesome. And then tell us more if you had any learnings that you would like to share. What are learnings that helped you in your business?
So let me tell you. So the way I started my business in the beginning is when I got a license. I'm a technically a little bit shy person. I never thought I'll be real estate successful real estate salesperson. But I don't call myself as a salesperson. I'm a real estate advisor. So I give the information, everything, whatever is I know. I communicate to the client what is right, what is wrong. Let them make a decision. That's one thing. When I start my business, I almost 500 homes I knocked door knocking, and I got one client, and that client referred 10 clients, and
Wow.
the 10 clients, it's like a branch, like a, you know, the tree branches. So
Yes.
that's how my business grows. So I don't have time for my marketing, just focus on the clients.
Focus on the branch that
The
gives.
branches, exactly. So you have 10 clients, they refer five more clients. Now we have 15 clients. The 15 clients, even 80% of them, they refer other clients. So that's how I grow my business. What I learned is, as long as you care for them and you're not there just for commission, that's what the people, they trust Venkat. You say whatever you think, I will go ahead with that. That much trust I earn.
That means
So
a lot to them.
that's how I did. And also, most importantly, one more thing as a real estate agent is financial discipline also. Because if you don't, real estate is businesses, in 1 month you make a lot of money, next 6 months you have $0. So if you don't have discipline, you'll be under financial pressure because you have expenses, and you push your clients to make a transaction, which is not good. So what I did is, after 2 3 years in the real estate industry, I had a full-time job. I was doing part-time. So I quit my job, I bought a commercial property which generates a passive income. So two retail stores and six apartments. So it was generating $2,500 in the first m per month after all expenses.
Wow, what a success story.
And now we have almost 85 tenants. So I never depend on real estate, the income as the realtor. So for me, this is my passion. I sit in my car and go want to meet my client. I'm so happy to meet my people. So those are all contributed to my success.
What else do you have in terms of financial discipline to help with the fluctuation of the month, like for other agents?
Very good question. Very good question. So what I did is, the way when I had some other job, when I started this, I had a passive income before I quit my job. So that was paying my bills. But if you don't have that, you know, if you are starting first time, you don't have other job, for a full time you step in, then when you have that good income in the first month, you save that money, you put your budget, your expenses, you allocate. Because if you have $50,000 in 1 month and you spend blow off, then you don't have other months for your expenses, right? Your car, your family, or mortgages and other stuff. So you had to put your budget in the per month, how many dollars you need, right? That's how it's I plan. But for me, it was differently because I bought a passive income assets, so that was paying my bills, even if I have upside downs in the real estate income.
Yeah, even if the roller coaster is going, you have your passive income, but you also have your budgeting, which is a good.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why financial discipline is a very, very important for anyone who wants to be a real estate agent. So that when you are comfortable with your financing, you don't put a pressure on the clients to may buy or sell a transaction. You know what I mean?
So I guess also as a top agent for many years in a row, the question I often ask is how do you win more listings? So when you're meeting with people, other than referrals, how do you win more listings?
See, more listings, again, it's all my, because unfortunately, I don't, if I take more load, I don't have time to service the new clients.
Got it.
So that has been every year, last 13 years.
Wow.
So my every week I get a call. My clients call, referral calls me. So I focus on them,
Okay.
taking care of them. So I don't do cold calling or the flyers and nothing, no marketing at all. If I take extra business, then my clients will be suffering, right? So whatever I can do, I'm doing it so far.
Completely new approach, refresh, like it's
Yeah,
different.
my approach, if you see a lot of real estate agent, we have so many, I don't worry about the competition. I don't get scared of my competition. My quality of service speaks. That's what it is.
So you're not going after listings, they come to you.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Yeah, they come to me. And in fact, there were a couple of times because I focus on the best of GTA, like Oakville, Mississauga, Hamilton, Stoney Creek. Sometimes because I have my personal assets, commercial buildings, plazas in KWC, Kitchener-Waterloo. So I don't mind taking the clients because I go there. When I go there, I after meeting, after showings or listing, I go around my properties and drive. So I don't mind taking, but so I focus. So the clients comes to me. And I don't go run around everywhere, so I have a specific area.
So you focus on your area and quality of service. It's full circle. You say you're passionate. Like why? Why is it pa is does it get to you?
That's a good, I mean, see, from my childhood, always if I can help people, I help. So I rather than focusing on money, I focus on the people. When they are happy, that makes me satisfaction. You
Love it.
know, that's I feel so good. I go every housewarming ceremony, they invite me. So it's not a, for me, it's not one transaction. I build a relationship. I
Yes.
meet people, I call them, how are you? And all for festivals or New Year, I greet them. So that's how I build my business. That's my marketing.
Yeah.
So that makes me satisfied. You know, that's why.
Feels happy.
Feels happy. Exactly.
So we have rapid fire questions. So it's questions that are just quick answers. If you're ready for it, I can start asking those. It's the
Yeah,
rapid
sure.
questions. Most of them are about marketing, so but you don't do marketing, so I guess
Yeah,
you.
I don't do any marketing because my clients are marketing. That's so simple for me.
Best marketing strategy with
Exactly.
no marketing.
Honestly, that's proven, right? If you are, it's working for me 14 years, so why I change chasing the different technology, different thing? So just focus on my clients. It generates.
Love it. Through 14 years, top agents multiple times, no market.
I mean, last 13 years I've been top agent, one of the top agents.
Wow.
So that shows.
So next would be, what's your advice for new realtors?
My advice is work hard, take care of your clients, focus on your client needs rather than your commission. Of course, see, when you focus on your clients, the money is going to pour. Trust me, in the beginning, it may be a little bit uphill battle. But if you take care of your clients, money automatically comes to your account. You don't need to look at your account. It'll be there. A lot of money will be there. So my advice, work hard, be patient, a lot of patience. Don't discriminate because, oh, this is a basement rental client. Oh, this is a rental client. Oh, they want to buy a small townhouse. It doesn't matter. I remember I had a couple of basement clients. They're new immigrants. You know where they are? I sold $2 million house 2 years back.
Ah,
They
long.
had an excellent job. And so I don't look, even now, it may cost me to go and show them basement rental places, but somebody needs my help, I go and help them. So doesn't matter who they are. That client may be a small client today, tomorrow maybe they're a big client. So treat all the clients same and focus on your quality of service. And that is going to take you somewhere.
Wow, that's amazing advice for new realtors, for anyone in real estate. And I guess, what's the best advice you have ever received?
Best advice from my parents, I should say. But they brought me, don't hurt anyone. If you can help people, help. But don't cheat. Don't cheat for money. Don't go backdoor deals. Don't do all those things. Be honest, be straightforward, and that is going to take you. So that's what I teach my kids today. Be good human being. Even as a father, I'll be happy even if you rent a basement and live peacefully. Even if you become a garbage collector from the municipality, I'll be happy as a father, but be a good human being. That's what I learned from my parents, and that's what I'm teaching my kids too.
I love it. I love it. This is so great. And
Thank you.
then one last one is everyone has their own definition of success. How do you define success for yourself?
For me, success is my client's happiness. When they're happy, I don't define success based on the number of dollars or the dollars you make. Of course, happy family, happy clients, good health, all this is for me is a success
Wow, I love it.
because that's what I focused and look where I am today. 150,000 square feet commercial assets I built. And it's like a brick by brick, step by step. So I came with a $5,000 to Canada.
Really?
So it's all hard work and being good human being. That's all it is.
Know you were going to be in real estate, or did you discover that after you moved to Canada?
Actually, when I moved to Canada, I was in IT and I wanted to do always something my own. I never ever thought I'll work for someone. So I got opportunity to be a limited partner in condominium corporations in a construction. So then after a couple of years, I took a license.
Wow, okay.
So I never thought I'll be a salesperson, but you don't need to be a salesperson in order to be in the real estate. You help people, you advise the people, right advice. That's what I do. That's all.
What an amazing story. Coming here, building this, like you said, from brick to brick, and all through a happiness and happy customers.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for your time today. I'm very
Thank
grateful,
you.
and thank you for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Thank you. I'm happy.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time, make every action count. Reflect on the insights from today's episode. Ask yourself, which strategies and actions can you implement to grow your business and win more listings? Your growth journey begins with a single step. What will yours be? If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your network and help spread the word. Together, we can inspire and empower a community of realtors to crack the code to real estate success. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Realtors Conspiracy. Join our growing community and start enhancing your real estate journey today. Subscribe and never miss an opportunity to learn from the best in the business.